Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb, and I'm coming to you live from beautiful Niagara on the Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, I might sound a little froggy because we're in the middle of a heat wave, and my son and I decided that we were going to clean the garage yesterday. He worked like a Trojan all day long in that heat. And I went out and sorting through boxes. We had a leak in our garage. And so we were long story short, lots of mildew, lots of mold. And today I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it in my sinuses. Not a happy sinus day for Deborah. So if I sound a little svelte or a little sultry, that's why. Now, yesterday, we were talking about wonderful energy that comes to us at this time of the year. Back to school, back to a more regular routine. Today, the kiddies are getting ready, even now, to board the bus or head out in the car or walk to school. New term beginning, new whole new school year. So there is that feeling of new beginnings, an anticipation of something wonderful that's coming. And I know, to a certain extent, we all feel that. We've all pick up on that energy of this new term, of the coming of the fall. It's kind of a unofficial end of the set point. We feel those new beginnings. And at the same time, we kind of squash it. We negate it. We think a happy thought, and another will come and counter it. Now, in John chapter 10, verse, Jesus says, "I came that they may have life and have it abundantly." And that's something to reflect on. What does it mean for us to have abundant life? What is he talking about? Why do we have abundant life? And why do we work so hard? And I can hear you thinking, wait, what? This is what I want. I want abundant life. I want good. I want those feelings of new beginnings. I want something wonderful to happen. How am I pushing it away? Let's do it. If I were to say to you that you are a marvelous work of Creator, that there's no one else in the world like you, that you're beloved and loved beyond all telling by the God of the universe, what do you think? If I told you you are a son or a daughter of the Most High God, an heir to all the blessings of God's realm, what would you say? If I were to tell you that you are exactly where you're supposed to be right now, you have everything you need to be happy, successful, and prosperous, do you believe me? Because every one of those statements, in my view, in my understanding, is absolutely true. Now, somewhere deep inside, we know this. We may feel our pulse quicken. We may even nod in agreement with some of those ideas. But you might find there's another dialogue going on at the same time. Oh, I've made so many mistakes. How can God forgive me? I've not been a very faithful person. How can God love me? I've hurt others, and I've done things that I regret. How can that be good? We may even feel resentful. Wait, I've been a good person. I've tried my best to live faithfully. Why is all this bad stuff happening to me? Am I being punished? I think, yeah. When is it my turn to have good things happen? Often, those are the thoughts, those counter thoughts, speak louder than the others, than the good things, than the anticipatory feelings. And our emotions get caught up. Our emotions are rooted in the here and now, what's happening to us now. And it's often those emotions that are fueled by our experiences, and they make it difficult to believe that we are supported and loved by God. But here is the secret. Believe it anyway. When we are upset or angry or resentful or uncertain or fearful or worried, then it's like we're putting a blanket of thorns around us. It's like we're drawing this thing around us. This negative, like a blanket. And it closes us down. And we're not receptive to anything good. Something good tries to get in and gets stuck on a thorn. And what happens is we generate more thorns and more negativity. Now, for those of us who are people of faith, this is vital. When we're open, when we stay in that place of openness and we continue to trust despite appearances, then we find that prayers are answered, things get better, love breaks in, and guess what? We can see God at work. You might call it a coincidence. You might see things turning around. I always call that a God incident. Jesus says, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. God wants for us to prosper. God wants for us. God wants us to enjoy our life and to fill every day with good things and blessings. So, task for today. Can you shed the feelings that are holding you back? Can you release the hurt and the resentment and let God love? Not as simple as it sounds. I struggle with it all the time. But releasing the hurt, releasing the resentment, releasing the negative, letting it go, giving it to God, makes such a difference. End of the day, examine where you've been and how you're feeling. Now tomorrow, we're going to explore this all a little bit more. We're going to go more into depth and discover how we can transform our lives by allowing and receiving and letting go. Let us pray. Loving God, this day I choose to embrace your love and let it fill my heart. I choose to see the positive aspects and situations and not to let the negatives take away my peace. I choose to have faith that is working for good and not give over to fears and worry. You have ordained that my life and my purpose is good. Assist me as I move through this day. Remind me that I am a powerful and loving force in the world. Help me to stay focused on the good things as I follow the path before me. Be my light, be my guide, be my beginning and my destination and the joy that sets my heart to sing along the way. Amen. Thank you for joining me at this connection point. We're blessed that you took time to listen. And again, you'll see the cards flipping by if you're watching the computer screen. You'll see one entitled Only Trust, and that is a beautiful poem that's been written by Rev. Jean, who recently went through a major health challenge and really speaks to those who are going through challenge, crisis, to remind us that God is faithful and God is with us through all the things that we go through, good and bad. It's perfect, you know, for someone who is going through a challenge, or maybe you need that reminder today. You'll see the link on the little card. And the second is to remind people that we are accepting applications for our diploma in ministry course here beginning in November. Online course, there are visits. So we're really calling people in the Southern Ontario region who would like to pursue, maybe you've always wanted to be a deacon or a priest, but haven't had the funds or resources to do so, we can offer a wonderful, progressive, inclusive church that will delight in helping you in your ministry. Deacons can perform weddings, funerals, life celebrations, and it's just a wonderful way to serve in our world. Make all the details at St. Francis Seminary, stfrancisseminary.com. So have a wonderful day, everyone. I'll be back again tomorrow, bright and early, 7:30, with another Connection Point. Blessings.
Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.